the member of the Lagos State House of Assembly representing Alamosho Constituency 2, Hon. Kehinde Olaid Joseph, alongside other members of the Public Accounts Committee of the Lagos State House of Assembly, has commenced deliberation, probe, and consideration of the 2022 Auditor General's Report for Ministries, Departments, and Agencies, MDAs, in the state. Hon. Kehinde Olaid Joseph, who is the chairman of the Public Accounts Committee, state, said the exercise was to ensure that the committee's statutory oversight is used as an antidote to financial recklessness by MDAs in the state. Speaking on Monday, November 6, 2023, at the assembly complex where the exercise was held, Hon. Joseph added that the consideration of the report aligns with the need for improved efficiency and best practices in the pursuit of the statutory objectives of the Public Accounts Committee, state. The Assembly is poised to commence deliberations and considerations of the audited report of the State Auditor General on the accounts of the Lagos State Government for the year ended 2022, having been committed to the committee for proper deliberations. This exercise will cover the period from January 1 to December 31, 2022, as well as the economic activities of all the ministries, departments, and agencies of government in all sectors of the state government. The committee will be inviting all heads of indicted MDAs for clarifications regarding the queries raised in the Auditor General's report to enhance service delivery. The exercise will also ascertain the completion, accuracy, and reliability of the financial transactions within the sectors and confirm the level of compliance with financial regulations, relevant legislations, and accounting standards, as well as reflect on each sector's financial performance and position. In addition, the committee would confirm the revenue and budget performances of all MDAs, capital expenditure, reconciliation of the financial records with the Oracle system of the MDAs, and ascertain the project management and control systems of MDAs in Lagos State, he said. Hon. Joseph, while noting the Herculean task before the committee, said the exercise must be carried out for the state to move forward and to attain probity. The committee chairman said the House of Assembly, under the leadership of the R.T. Hon. Dr. Mudashiru Ajayi Obasa, cannot afford to disappoint the electorate, especially as the present administration is positioned to build and improve on previous foundations laid for the development of the state. It is not a witch hunt on any MDA but to ensure that the committee's statutory oversight is used as an antidote to financial recklessness in the state. Let me assure you that reports of findings and recommendations will be compiled and forwarded to the House for deliberations after the exercise. It is my hope that the resolution on the outcome of this exercise will facilitate effective management of resources in the state, he added.